This is the New York edition of Almost Obvious for Thursday, October 18, 2012. Recording time is at 002 hour or 2 minutes past midnight. Temperature is at 63 degrees. Somewhere here in the East Coast, it could be in New York, it could be New Jersey, but it's Midtown Manhattan. Anyhow, I spent the whole day at the Midtown Manhattan having on assignment, as always. Didn't have time to do the touristy thing. Spent pretty much like the whole day indoors working with stuff. Can't tell you exactly what it is. As soon as we got out, I believe it was around 4 o'clock, we walked down the pretty much like around the, what's it, Waldorf Astoria Tower, and I saw like the street was blockaded, and it's apparently President Barack Obama was cruising through the town, going to his fundraising dinner or something, and apparently also the Governor Mitt Romney also in town, the Republican president candidate, and you know, as always, I've never seen that many New York police and Secret Service at the same time. They were like, probably like, they're all out in force. Other than that, I haven't really followed what's going on with the tech world until I got off the meeting, trying to, of course, I couldn't really check the news because it's, well, did I say meeting? Yeah, it was a meeting, but it is not just a meeting, but it was, we're trying to come up with something, put it that way. I didn't have chance to check anything on the news because AT&T and Verizon both failed it. AT&T showing that they have like good signals, but I couldn't even make phone calls or, you know, you access the internet on the phone. Same thing with Verizon. Their 4G LTE keep dropping off to 3G and nothing after that. I walked out, finally I get a signal, fire up the usual RSS reader, the news feed, and find out one thing peculiar. Of course, one of the big news today is whatever happened to Google and pending Larry's quote. It's something like that. Pending quote from Larry. Larry, of course, they're talking about Larry Page of Google. Apparently, SEC published the Google's filing a little bit too early before the market closed. So, guess what happened? Google stocks pretty much like took a dive, and they halted trading because usually if something happened like that, they halted trading to see if there's any irregularities or not. Unfortunately, for Google, it's not just a glitch. Even though Google's still making money, but they do not make as much as money as previous quarters, year, you know, compared year over year and whatnot. Yeah, anyhow. But the thing is, this is kind of crazy. It's going to happen tomorrow. It just happened a few hours early. Probably it matters a lot. I don't really understand like how this, you know, this stock market like making money off, making something from out of nothing. Anyhow, I don't know. There's a lot of news and news like, you know, Apple buying the Color team and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, Color. Color.com, if anybody remembers, was a disaster back then, and apparently, like, you know, the VCs, the venture capitalists, like, you know, investing money on that company, pretty much screwed. They're not getting back, you know, all their money. Probably get something, but not all. Anyhow, there's still a lot of things to go through right now. I'm pretty tired. It's basically it's midnight, you know, East Coast time. So I guess I'm gonna get some rest right now, and tomorrow I have another day of travel. We'll be back in the home base hopefully by the afternoon, and hopefully everything goes back to normal. But you know, I kind of doubt it because I'm pretty tired. Has been on the road about six days out of the eight. Yeah, out of 8 days. Yeah, a week and a day. Anyhow, till next time.